You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And tonight, we've got a great show planned for you. We are going to be talking about surgery in the office. Is it safe? Is it not safe? Well, we're going to mention all the possible things that you should be looking for. We started on this topic last week, ran out of time, so we're going to be talking a little bit more about that tonight. And we're going to be talking about foods that might make a difference in what your skin looks like. We're also talking about tummy tuck surgery, one of my favorite topics, tummy tucks, and that is on the agenda tonight. But most importantly, we're taking your phone calls, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 in New York and around the country. Give me a call and you'll get a bottle of Soft Time. Soft Time is exactly what your skin needs today. It's 33 degrees in New York. It feels like 18. You heard the weatherman a few minutes ago. And boy, I'll tell you, if you measure the humidity in your apartment right now, it's probably like 15-20%, and when it gets that low, your skin dries out, and that's one of the reasons you get the chapped lips this time of year. You get your hands, they look like lobster hands, don't they? Take a look at those, especially if you've got an allergy to some of the antibacterials like triclosan and some of the other ones. Your hands will really start to hurt this time of year. You get those little tiny cuts around your fingernails. It's so painful, but I can help you, and Soft Time can help you. Soft Time is a perfect moisturizer. It simulates the natural oils of your skin, and it even brings vitamin D and vitamin E into your skin. And if you want to try some, give me a call tonight. Give me a legitimate question. It can't just be anything. You know, you have to have something good to talk about. But give me a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. So now, last year, there were many, many surgical procedures performed in offices and also many procedures done in hospitals and in surgery centers. Now, when we come to talk about cosmetic surgery, we think of cosmetic surgery mostly as an outpatient procedure. But, you know, years ago when I was a resident back at Harvard Medical School, way back in the 1980s, we would admit people to the hospital. Facelift patients actually came in the night before in those days. You had your surgery in the morning, and you stayed overnight. It was a two-night stay for a facelift or a breast reduction, even longer, a tummy tuck, maybe 4 or 5 days. Doesn't happen anymore. Now it's all done as an outpatient. Sometimes we admit you to the hospital. But last year, there were about 130,000 cosmetic surgical procedures in this one particular study, and about 57% were in surgery centers, 27% were in hospitals, 16% were performed in offices. So it is interesting that the vast majority of cosmetic surgery is being performed in a surgery center as opposed to a hospital or an office. And it turns out when you really analyzed the procedures that were performed in an office operating room, they were shorter procedures, simpler procedures, and procedures on people who were in general healthier. Now, I've had an operating room in my New Jersey office since 1993, and back in the old days, we did general anesthesia in the office. But now, you know, although I'm accredited for general anesthesia in the office, I prefer to do general anesthesia procedures in a surgery center, occasionally in a hospital, but in a surgery center. and not general anesthesia in the office. I do intravenous sedation in the office, of course, with a board-certified anesthesiologist. And the reason, I'll be honest with you, the reason I don't do general anesthesia in the office is because I thought about this long and hard, and I decided that I wouldn't want general anesthesia in a doctor's office. And I know this is heretical to say this as a surgeon and as a plastic surgeon with a certified operating room in my office, but I really wouldn't want to be under general anesthesia. I would have sedation, and so I do sedation for my patients in the office, but not general anesthesia. Now, if we look at the complication rate, the complication rate of procedures in the office or a surgery center or a hospital, it's really very interesting when you look at the data. And the complication rate was the lowest in the office, the lowest. And you say, well, boy, does that make any sense at all? You know, you just said maybe you went to general anesthesia in the office. It's kind of a funny thing to have a 1.3% complication rate in the office and a 2.4% rate in the hospital. And if we look at the different complications that could occur, bleeding, let's say, that's a unfortunately, it occurs with cosmetic surgery. It occurs in tummy tucks and facelifts and things. It's something we don't want to happen. And no plastic surgeon, no patient wants a complication. But unfortunately, you know, we used to say at the University of Chicago that the only surgeons that don't have complications are, there are two types of surgeons. One is a liar, someone that is not telling the truth. And the other is someone that is so new that they haven't done enough procedures to have a complication. So no matter how good your surgeon is, no matter where they trained, some complications are inevitable. And, of course, we want to keep those to a minimum. So bleeding is one of those things that we really don't want after surgery. And the rate in the office was 0.6%. And in a hospital, it was 1%. So pretty close, but lower in the office. The infection rate in the office was 0.3%, 0.3, and in a hospital, 0.6. Interesting. Now, I understand that. I understand that an infection rate might be lower in the office because the office is generally a cleaner environment than a hospital. You know, a hospital has to take care of patients with all sorts of things, all sorts of infections, and you might have actually been operated on in a room where someone had a big infection the day before. And, of course, hospitals clean these operating rooms like you can't believe. They scrub them with Lysol or Clorox or something like that to kill all bacteria. They clean the floor. They clean the walls. They clean the lights. They clean the equipment. But, you know, if you were to culture these areas, you might find some bacteria, and you're going to find more bacteria in the hospital than you would in an office, a typical office. So it's very interesting. My advice to you is that you have your procedure by a board-certified plastic surgeon, if you're going to have plastic surgery, and have a board-certified anesthesiologist in the facility. And, you know, the nurse anesthetists might be angry at me for saying this, but I'm real big on the more education and the more experience you have, the safer the procedure is going to be. So an anesthesiologist has more education, more training than a nurse anesthetist, and I think I would rather have that in an office operating room, and I'd rather have a board-certified plastic surgeon. And certainly you want the facility, the operating room, to be accredited. Now, if your surgeon is a member of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, he or she must operate in an accredited facility. You cannot operate in an unaccredited facility, and that's one of the ways that the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, of which I'm a member of, keeps track of their surgeons and can boast that our members all operate in accredited facilities. And that's a very important thing. And what does accreditation mean? It means that someone other than your surgeon has looked at the facility, and I'll tell you, it's kind of a pain in the neck because it's a very comprehensive inspection, and someone actually comes into the facility and looks through the paperwork and looks through the medications and looks through the safety records, make sure that all the equipment is up to date and appropriate for the procedures being performed, and that is a good thing for you. So if you're going to have surgery this week in a facility outside of a hospital. Remember, hospitals are all going to be accredited. Surgery centers also are state licensed now, so whether you're in New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, or New Jersey, or listening around the country, you can pretty much be sure that the surgery center has oversight. But the place that you might not be sure of is the doctor's office, and that's why you really have to be very careful. So it is interesting, and it's very heartening that the complication rates are lower in an office than a hospital. But by the way, I didn't get into why I think they're lower. I think they're lower because we operate on healthier patients in the office. That's why. So if you have heart disease and diabetes and things like that, well, you might not have cosmetic surgery at all. But if you do, if your surgeon does operate on you and has put you through rigorous testing and you have, let's say, seen a cardiologist or board-certified internal medicine doctor prior to surgery, and you are going to have the procedure, well, then, you know, you should really have it in a hospital if you've got those things, as opposed to a doctor's office, because heaven forbid something does happen, you're in a safer environment. Remember that a doctor's office has the doctor, the plastic surgeon, has the anesthesiologist, so that's two doctors. Rarely will there be more than that in a doctor's office. And there's going to be two or three nurses. A hospital, my goodness, there's hundreds and hundreds of doctors around, and heaven forbid something wrong occurs or we need more help, well, you've got it, you know, we just have to call. And a surgery center is somewhere in between. There's generally many doctors and many nurses in a surgery center. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. You are listening to What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. We've got a great show planned for you, and part of my goal is to keep you safe with cosmetic surgery. 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Give me a call, and you'll walk away from this broadcast with a bottle of Soft Time. 800-848-9222. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these words. Ladies, is time taking a toll on your appearance? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but others want procedures like Botox, wrinkle fillers, or Ulthera, and still others are ready for a facelift. How do you know which is right for you? Well, let's spend an hour together in my 57th Street or New Jersey offices. I'll examine you, and we'll use my new 3D computer system to come up with a plan to help you start turning back the clock. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You're here. You're actually here.
This is the right place, isn't it?
Yes, but it's 10 p.m.
I'm sorry. I thought right now was when you wanted us to come.
It is. I just can't believe you actually came. It's 10 p.m.
We come when it's convenient for you, sir.
We're here to make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
What if I point at something and it's really hard for you to get to it?
Give it a try.
Okay. How about that filing cabinet way back there?
It's gone, sir.
I can see that. I did see that, didn't I? Am I dreaming this?
No, sir. You're not dreaming.
It was really there.
And now it's really gone.
What happens next?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Well, you can't think about cosmetic surgery without considering your teeth. Dr. Dean Vafiatis' New York Smile Institute creates the most natural, beautiful smiles in the world. Since 1995, Dr. Dean and the New York Smile Institute have become the preeminent aesthetic and implant specialists in Manhattan. They have provided happy smiles to over 10,000 people, including celebrities, sports figures, and CEOs of many Fortune 500 companies.
Dr. Dean, the Dean of Smiles, has taught other dentists all over the world. He's on the faculty at NYU. He's taught them how to use computers to make smiles perfectly proportioned to facial features. Dr. Dean performs same-day smile makeovers, natural porcelain veneers, teeth whitening, and dental implants. Call Dr. Dean at the New York Smile Institute, 800-998-NYSI. That's 800-998-NYSI. And check out the website at NYSI.org. The mission of the New York Smile Institute is the care and comfort of patients. Remember, you're never really dressed until you put on a smile. 800-998-NYSI.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, the phone number 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222, and I hope you were listening to the spots in the break and the spot for my good friend Dr. Dean Vafianis, dentist to not only the stars, the celebrities, the sports figures, but to you. And he really is. He's the greatest guy. He's a teacher of dentistry. If you are looking for a dentist, this is the guy. He's right there on 54th and 5th, right around the corner from my office. And he is a spectacular dentist, and he is offering my listeners, that would be you, a free consultation if you give him a call at the New York Smile Institute, Dr. Dean Vafianis. All right, so we're going to talk about new restrictions for estheticians in just a few minutes. How many of you have had a procedure by an esthetician? Well, you know, you're going to want to listen up in a few minutes. But before we get to that, let's talk to Joe, who's been hanging on the line. Joe, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Well, good evening, and thank you for taking the call. This relates to a basal cell carcinoma on the nose, where this seems to be the usual Mohs surgery, followed up possibly with some plastic surgery, compared to when I'm looking at brachytherapy, which is radiation, and I was just wondering your opinion and any downside in reference to the second therapy.
Okay, so Joe, the first thing I want to know, and listeners out there, I'm going to explain everything Joe just mentioned, so hang on. But first, how old are you, Joe?
76.
You're 76. Are you healthy?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any problems with your heart, for instance, or diabetes?
Nope.
Okay, how big is this basal cell carcinoma? Is it the size of a pin? Is it the size of an eraser on a pencil? What do you think?
It's between the pin and the eraser. It's, my guess.
Okay. All right. Is it on the tip of your nose, or is it up high by your eyes?
Okay. It is closer to the eyes, towards the top.
Okay.
Of the nose.
All right. That's actually good. All right, Joe. So let me explain now. For listeners out there, Joe has what's called a basal cell carcinoma, and that is a type of a skin cancer that is generally a nuisance as opposed to a problem, and that means it gets taken care of, and that's the end of it. It's kind of like a cavity in a tooth that a dentist takes care of. So that's the way you look at a basal cell carcinoma. You have to take care of it just like you have to take care of your cavity. But it's not going to do damage to your body, so you don't have to lose a lot of sleep over it. Now, that's what a basal cell carcinoma is. There are other types of skin cancers. One is called a squamous cell carcinoma, and one is called a melanoma. And these are two types of skin cancers that are a little more involved. Certainly a squamous cell carcinoma, a little bit more involved than a basal cell carcinoma. The one you don't particularly want to get is the melanoma, and that can really be a threat to your health. So, Joe, you have a basal cell carcinoma. So here's what you need to do. You need to have it taken out, and the way you mentioned Mohs surgery, and by the way, those of you who are listening and writing things down, that's capital M-O-H apostrophe S. It's named after a guy named Dr. Mohs, Dr. Mohs. So Dr. Mohs came up with this technique years and years ago where the dermatologist will remove the skin cancer, and look under the microscope at the time of removal and try and remove as little as possible. And then sometimes they would let things heal in. Sometimes they would put things back together. Now, often I work with the dermatologist because that's a good technique, and it allows the smallest area possible to be removed from your nose, your eyelids, or your lips. Those are the three areas that I really think Mohs works out well. Now, Mike, we're getting an enormous echo all of a sudden, so I don't know if we dropped off or not with the signal. Anyway, that's much better. We have these technical issues sometimes with the connection. I didn't mention we're actually broadcasting from Los Angeles this afternoon in Los Angeles, this evening in New York. So sometimes you get that echo. Anyway, so we have this skin cancer that the dermatologist removes, and then I come in that day or the next day, and I reconstruct it. That means I put things right back together and make it look as good as possible. So that's one technique. Another technique is where I do it all. I take you to the operating room and get what is called frozen sections. Frozen sections means the pathologist looks under the microscope, just like the way the dermatologist did it using the Mohs technique. Well, a pathologist will take the tissue that I remove and tell me whether I got all the skin cancer or not. And then at the end of that, when he tells me or she tells me it's all gone, then I put things back together. So those are two commonly performed techniques. I do like to use the Mohs technique when the skin cancer is on the nose, the eyelids, or the lips, and sometimes other areas on the face. Generally not necessary other parts of the body. And the reason is we want to remove as little tissue as possible, and the Mohs dermatologist will help with that. So now, the other thing that you mentioned is radiotherapy. You know, X-ray therapy will get rid of skin cancers. But I'm going to tell you something, Joe, and people haven't told you this in probably a long time. You're a young guy. Are you still there, by the way? Are you listening?
Oh, yes. No, yes, I am.
You are a young guy. You're 76 years old. And that is actually a little bit on the young side for radiation therapy. Now, if you were 86 years old, I'd say, you know what, if there's a reason why you should not have surgery, medical reason, or you simply just don't want to go through it, you could have radiation therapy and get rid of that basal cell carcinoma, and it will take care of the problem for about 10 or so years. Could be longer, but you could have a problem with your skin after about 10 years. So being that you're young, you're 76, and we expect you to live into your 90s now, then you might have a problem going down the road. If, on the other hand, you had severe heart disease, if you had diabetes, were not a good candidate for surgery, then the radiation is a reasonable alternative to the surgical technique. Okay? All right, Joe?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Would it matter if it was on the tip of the nose, by the way? You know, would that have any bearing on your answer?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I'm more likely to advise you to get the Mohs surgery if it's the tip of the nose. Skin cancers, basal cell carcinomas on the top of the nose are very simple to remove, and everybody's got a little bit of extra skin on the top of your nose. You can take your fingers and kind of pinch a little bit of extra skin, but you can't do that on the tip, and so it is even more critical that as little as possible is removed from the tip of the nose, because we might have to get into some very fancy reconstructive efforts. That means skin grafts or flaps, fancy things that plastic surgeons do if the skin cancer is on the tip of the nose. All right, Joe?
Thank you very much for the last part of the answer. That's very helpful for future use, too. Thank you.
Good. And remember, Joe, even at 76, it is sunscreen with zinc oxide, an SPF at least 15 with zinc oxide, if not a 30, that will help decrease the chance of more of these coming, because those of you who have skin cancers of your face or your shoulders or your arms, you're more likely to get more skin cancers because the damage has been done. It happened when you were a kid. It happened when you were a teenager. It happened when you were in your 20s. And the damage is there, and so, yes, it's ongoing, but most of the damage to your skin has already occurred, and you really want to protect your skin, and you can use zinc oxide-containing sunscreen like I have in my daytime, a shameless plug for my product. Daytime is an SPF 20, good enough for everyday except if you're going to be lying out on the beach, then you'll want something a little stronger than that. But daytime has SPF 20 zinc oxide. And why zinc oxide? It is the most broad spectrum, has the most broad spectrum of any known sunscreen, even better than titanium dioxide. Zinc oxide, you put it on, it doesn't easily wash off, which is good. The FDA still says reapply after 2 hours. That's actually misinformation, but how can we go against our FDA? If you don't sweat, if you don't get in the water, then it's not coming off even after 2 hours. Unlike the clear sunscreens that are actually deactivated by sunlight, by ultraviolet light. And so even if you don't get wet, you have to reapply those clear sunscreens in 2 hours. And it's very interesting. Things like benzophenone and all those other wonderful chemicals that you put on your skin, they get absorbed into your body. Not so good. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle on WABC, where we have been happily for several years now. And a decade before that, somewhere else, I can't even remember the name of that radio station I was on, but we're at WABC now. So now we've got about a minute or so till the break, and I just want to wet your whistle and talk a little bit about aestheticians. They're some of my best friends. I work side by side with many aestheticians, and they do wonderful work when they do facials and they do waxing and things of that nature. But how about the aestheticians that are starting to maybe go a little deep, maybe underneath your skin? How about microneedling? Have you ever heard of that one that aestheticians are doing, or other procedures? Is this a smart thing? Is it a safe thing? Well, I don't know. You know, a number of states like California, where I am now, and Illinois and New York, well, they're starting to take notice that aestheticians are doing a little bit more than they have been trained to do. You know, an aesthetician is not a physician. An aesthetician is not a nurse. An aesthetician in some states only needs a couple hundred hours of training. And I looked into this in New Jersey. What is the training on actual skin physiology and pathology? That means, you know, the health and the diseases in your skin, and it's something like 12 hours. So, you know, do you want an aesthetician to be maybe going deep into your skin, which is what microneedling is? It's that new procedure. It's not so new. I wrote about it 10 years ago in my book, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about this. 800-848-9222. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of wasting money on skincare that does not work? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created a product called Nighttime that really does reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and it evens out skin tones and smooths rough skin. And I've proven it in an independent study. My Nighttime contains vitamins A and C, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. Use Nighttime before you go to sleep, and then start the day with my invigorating Clean Time soap. And under makeup, use my Daytime SPF 20 Skin Protector. And to make it simple, I put all three products together in a basic skincare kit that's yours for $75 this month only. Use the WABC code at drperrys.com and order the basic kit. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY and get ready for beautiful skin.
Every day, New York City makes capital investments in its parks, bridges, roads, and schools so that New York continues to be a great place to live, work, and visit. Now you can invest in New York City, too. New York City will be selling tax-exempt general obligation bonds with a 2-day retail order period on Friday, February 3rd and Monday, February 6th, during which individual investors will have priority in placing orders for the bonds. The interest on these tax-free municipal bonds is exempt from federal, New York State, and New York City personal income taxes. The tax-exempt bonds are backed by the city's unconditional obligation to pay. Investing in New York City general obligation bonds helps build and improve this great city. If you would like more information about investing in New York City general obligation bonds, please contact your financial advisor or broker. This advertisement is not an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker. Please carefully review the preliminary official statement which describes the offer.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
A senior quality automation engineer is wanted in New York, New York by Meetup Incorporated to design and build a fully integrated automation framework. Apply at jobpostingtoday.com 74980. That's a senior quality automation engineer is wanted in New York, New York by Meetup Incorporated to design and build a fully integrated automation framework. Apply at jobpostingtoday.com 74980.
This is an important message for sleep apnea sufferers from noted sleep expert Dr. Jay White.
A CPAP device offers vital sleep apnea therapy. Unfortunately, too many sleep apnea sufferers leave their big, bulky CPAP device at home when they travel because dragging it along is such a hassle. This is very unhealthy and potentially very dangerous. That's why I recommend Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. Transcend is a medical engineering marvel. It's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Transcend is so small and so light, it travels easily in your briefcase or purse. It's FDA cleared and FAA approved too, so you can get the healthful sleep you need anywhere, even while flying. And that's exactly what sleep experts like me recommend for our sleep apnea patients.
Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights. Guarantee your 10-night trial by calling minicpap.com now. 1-800-300-3612. 1-800-300-3612. 1-800-300-3612.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC in Manhattan, a cold, cold day in New York. And don't want to make you feel bad, but I'm looking out the window at another day of sun in L.A. What can I say? All right, so I'll be back there next week. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. So an esthetician who might be microneedling, might be dermaplaning, that means shaving down your skin, these are medical treatments. And you know what? They're actually illegal in almost all states, technically. But you have to really get the attention of the regulators. And there's so much of this now around the country that regulators in California, Illinois, and New York, they are starting to look at these procedures and they're going to regulate. And if you are an esthetician, be careful because they're going to be looking at you. If you're an esthetician doing these procedures in a doctor's office, you know, there's a limit to what a doctor can delegate legally. So a doctor can't say to you, because you work for him, whether you're an esthetician or a nurse, go ahead and make the incision. It doesn't work. You can't do that. It's got to be the surgeon doing that. So delegating a procedure has to still be within the scope of your license, and an esthetician's license doesn't give you the right to go underneath the skin or even through the skin, by the way. You're not allowed to. Even in a procedure like... You know, if someone had acne or something like that or had a facial, you know, the estheticians are not allowed to kind of manipulate the skin. They're certainly not allowed to cause bleeding in the skin. That is then a medical procedure. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. And we were talking about basal cell carcinomas earlier, and it always brings up the question, is there anything that you can eat? The question to me, anyway, you might not have thought of this. Is there anything you can eat that can help you prevent you from getting skin cancers? And a lot of people talk about this, and you hear all these ads on the radio for these superfoods that can, these pills you can take that can decrease the chance of cancer. So let's talk a little bit about basal cell carcinomas or squamous cell carcinoma. Is there anything you can eat? Are there any? Well, one person said, or one company said, a fat-restricted diet, a low-fat diet. Does that work? Well, they've actually studied this, and there was a really, really good review article in one of the journals a couple months ago, and they looked at all the available evidence, and it turns out there is nothing you can eat. Now, with a couple asterisks. But there's nothing you can eat that can decrease your chance of getting a basal cell carcinoma or a squamous cell carcinoma. Now, how about selenium? People take selenium. Do you take that? That is a a nutritional supplement. It's an element, selenium. You can eat selenium. You can buy it. And guess what? It actually increases the risk of a squamous cell carcinoma. So if you take selenium, you're more likely to get a squamous cell carcinoma. That's a type of skin cancer. So maybe vitamin A. There's some evidence that vitamin A, if you eat it, can decrease these basal cell or squamous cell carcinomas. But guess what? There is something. There really is. It's vitamin B3, nicotinamide, niacin. If you take niacin, and you have to take 500 milligrams twice a day. Now, I'm not giving you medical advice. Remember, this is just a show here. I'm trying to inform you. If you want to take 500 milligrams twice a day of niacin, you better talk to your doctor about this. But if you do, there's a 23% lower rate of squamous cell carcinoma and basal cell carcinoma, and that's over 12 months. That's pretty good. It's a very significant. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine about a year or so ago and corroborated with other studies. So you take these pills. It's oral. I'm not talking about skin creams. That works also, by the way, but there's not as much evidence. But there's really good scientific evidence that oral nicotinamide, that's what you want to find, nicotinamide, it's a type of niacin. It's effective, it's safe, and it reduces the rates of these new skin cancers and actinokeratoses. Actinokeratoses are pre-malignant things. All right, Carol, you've been hanging on the line. What can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Well, I have a lesion on my arm, and it's incredibly itchy, and actually it's spreading. So I'm looking today to either a dermatologist or an infectious disease doctor. But while you were talking this evening about infections, and I thought, well, I don't know if the dermatologist said to me, well, we have to do a biopsy or something like that, or in the infectious disease doctor, I mean, I'm not too happy about them doing that. But I need to get it identified. Obviously, I went to the health food store to get a cream for fungus, and it is spreading.
No, it is growing,
and it's a huge thing.
Carol, how huge? How big is this thing?
Oh, it's bigger than a 50-cent piece.
It's huge. Okay.
It's high. You know, it's
Carol,
really
how long? How old are you? How old are you?
On my way to being 74.
Okay, so you're 73 and change, 74. And you've had this thing for how long growing on your arm?
Now you're really going to get angry. About 4 months.
4 months.
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's so red, it's screaming jelly apple red.
Okay. Is it a wound? Is it,
no.
Does it drain?
No.
Okay.
No, yes and no. The tops, there are millions of little whiteheads.
Okay. So, first of all, why would you go to an infectious disease doctor for this?
I don't know what I've got on my arm. I have raccoons, possums,
okay,
skunks in my backyard.
Okay, all right. So, you need a dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a dermatologist on Monday morning.
Okay.
So, you know, this is not a particularly good story. I don't like to hear things like this. Come on, Carol. Get yourself to the doctor. You're in denial here. I don't know what on earth is on your arm, but if it's the size of a 50-cent piece and you've had it for 4 months, you need to go on Monday. You need to call your doctor on Monday morning. You have to try to get an appointment with a dermatologist, not a plastic surgeon, not an infectious disease doctor. You need a dermatologist. That's good. And if you can't get an appointment within a few days, then you should see your internist to at least get an intelligent person who has some experience looking at your body, a doctor, you know, who can give you an idea, is this an emergency or is this just something that is, benign, nothing. You know, I don't know. I can't tell because of your description. But I do know that you need to do this Monday morning at 9 a.m. You get up early and you make your phone call. And if you don't do it, then that's not a good thing. I don't want to make you feel bad, but you need to do this, okay?
I thank you.
Okay. So don't delay. Just get it done. I want to see that you're at a dermatologist, hopefully this week, to get diagnosed. And the answer is yes, they probably need to biopsy it. They do a very simple thing. They numb it up. They take a tiny little piece. It's 2-3 millimeters. They send it off to the pathologist. The dermatologist may look at it and say, oh, this is something I can give you a cream for, and it's benign. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I hope it is. And then that might be it. They might not have to do a biopsy, but leave that to the dermatologist. All right, Carol. Good luck to you, and thank you for calling. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. The phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. And, you know, it's hard to know just what that thing is on Carol's arm. I mean, obviously, we're on the radio. I can't see it. A dermatologist is really the doctor that is best at doing things like that, diagnosing something. She called it a lesion, and she's right. A lesion is a nonspecific term, by the way. A lesion is pretty much anything that grows on your body. We call those lesions. That's a general term in medicine. So anyway, Carol needs to go straight to the doctor. So we're going to start the next topic, and we're going to take a break. Tummy tucks. Tummy tucks, it's a fun topic, unlike these other things we're talking about. Tummy tucks are actually a very popular procedure. How many of you have had children? I bet the majority of my listening audience have had one or two or three kids, hopefully not the men out there. I'm just kidding. Of course, men have children, but it's the pregnancy that does the number on your belly. And here's what happens in pregnancy. I'll try and get this in before the break, and then we're going to talk about tummy tucks and how we reverse the problems that your body has experienced during pregnancy. So during pregnancy, that little baby starts growing inside your uterus, and to make room for the developing child, your body expands. We all know that. It expands by the muscles drift off to the sides. Your skin grows. You put on a little weight for the upcoming child, and you get stretch marks. Almost everybody, except celebrities. For some reason, they don't seem to get stretch marks. Maybe it's because they airbrush their photographs. Maybe that's why. But the rest of you who don't airbrush your photographs get stretch marks. So when we return from our break, I'm going to talk to you about tummy tucks and how tummy tucks can get rid of stretch marks. Tummy tucks can restore your body to a pre-pregnancy state. And tummy tucks are a great procedure to consider. And we're going to talk about the risks and the benefits. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WABC's What's Your Wrinkle? 800-848-9222. We'll be right back. Ladies, is time taking a toll on your appearance? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but others want procedures like Botox, wrinkle fillers, or Ulthera, and still others are ready for a facelift. How do you know which is right for you? Well, let's spend an hour together in my 57th Street or New Jersey offices. I'll examine you, and we'll use my new 3D computer system to come up with a plan to help you start turning back the clock. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
The big game is coming. Tune in Sunday, February 5th to the Mind Your Business Show with Yitzhak Saflis. We'll be analyzing the $377 million spent on those hit-or-miss commercials with top ad execs. Stay tuned after the big game, 11 p.m., right here on 77 WABC.
Give your neck a break with Van Heusen's revolutionary flex collar shirt. Experience the difference of expandable comfort with the world's first collar that stretches half an inch. Now available in regular and slim fit with all-over stretch fabric. The flex collar shirt gives you the freedom to really move. Shop the collection now at Kohl's, JCPenney, and Amazon. Experience the difference of expandable comfort with the world's first collar that stretches half an inch. The flex collar shirt from Van Heusen. You're welcome.
Are you tired of wasting money on skincare that does not work?
I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created a product called Nighttime that really does reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and it evens out skin tones and smooths rough skin. And I've proven it in an independent study. My Nighttime contains vitamins A and C, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. Use Nighttime before you go to sleep, and then start the day with my invigorating Clean Time soap. And under makeup, use my Daytime SPF 20 Skin Protector. And to make it simple, I put all three products together in a basic skincare kit that's yours for $75 this month only. Use the WABC code at drperrys.com and order the basic kit. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY. And get ready for beautiful skin.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, the board-certified plastic surgeon with the radio show right here on WABC, your favorite radio station. The phone number here is 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Give me a call. We've got one segment left of the show, time to get maybe one or two phone calls in if you hurry. But I wanted to mention to you that we now have a new website. It's periplasticsurgery.com, same name, same URL, as they say, but it's a new website. We launched it last week. After all these years, I have finally relented, and I've put photographs on my website. You know, I really didn't want to, I'll be honest with you, because, you know, when you come to my office and I do a consultation, I show you photographs of patients, and I explain things, and I always felt a little uneasy putting photographs of patients on websites, but you know, it's 2017, and you want them. And over and over and over, I can't tell you how many emails I have gotten over the years asking, you know, why do I not put photographs on my website? You know, and I always say that, geez, you know, these websites that show photos, you never see bad results. Is that a guarantee that there will only be good results? You never see lousy scars, you know, and in real life, people don't have the best scars all the time. You know, we'd like you to have a great scar. 90-95% of people heal with really good quality scars, but about 5 or 10% don't. And it doesn't have a lot to do with your plastic surgeon, as long as it's a good plastic surgeon. It has a lot to do with your genes and how you heal. But anyway, after all these years and telling people I wasn't going to put photographs on my website, what can I say? I relented because the demand is just overwhelming to see photographs. So if you go to periplasticsurgery.com, it's a newly redesigned website. There's some little kinks in the website, so and if you see one, you can point it out to me and we'll get it cleaned up. But the web guy has spent an awful lot of time making it an aesthetically nice site. It hopefully is an informative site. There's a blog on it. There's all sorts of things. Pictures of procedures of my patients that I've operated on, some of which have given permission. No, they've all given permission. In fact, I started out by putting the photographs from my book, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, the ones I've already published. They're now on the website. That's a good way to start, I figured. And you can go to periplasticsurgery.com. And also, you can actually click on the little thing, have your, you know, get your consultation, schedule your consultation, and you put your name and information in, and my office will get back to you Monday or Tuesday, hopefully Monday, if you do it over the weekend, if you're interested in a consultation. So check out the new website, periplasticsurgery.com, and while you're on the internet, go to facebook.com. Everyone's on Facebook now, right? Didn't Mark Zuckerberg just to increase the amount of advertising dramatically on Facebook? Well, that's for those of you who don't know who Mark Zuckerberg is, he started Facebook. Anyway, and we've had his father, by the way, on my show a couple times as a guest. He's a dentist. Used to be in Westchester County. Now he moved out to California. But anyway, with Facebook, go to facebook.com/Dr. Perry's. That's the Facebook site. Facebook.com/Dr. Perry's. Now, that is the Facebook site for my skincare company. And why I'm telling you this is because we put photographs of, they're not patients of mine, they are study They're people that we've studied. We put them on my skincare program for 6 months, and we've done very careful photographs with what's called the Vizia machine. It's a computerized photography technique, and we've taken before pictures and after pictures after 6 months, and we've analyzed their skin, and it is really cool to look at these pictures. I've been putting them up on the Facebook site now. So those of you who are unsure of skincare and are absolutely jaded by all these companies that make these ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous claims that your skincare can help in 2 hours or 7 hours or a week, you know, that's ridiculous. Real skincare takes a long time. It really does. Yes, you'll see some exfoliation overnight with my nighttime. Nighttime is my my evening program. That's why it's called nighttime. It's a serum. And it has lactic acid and citric acid. Those are fruit acids, and they'll exfoliate your skin. So when you put it on your skin at night, the next morning when you're in the shower, you'll feel that your skin is smoother. But, you know, the honest truth is so will any exfoliant. So what's so special about that? Well, you know, it's got it in it. It's got the right amount, and that's a good effect. But you're not going to see the results of my program in 2 hours or 2 days or 2 weeks. But if you stick to my program, and I've made it simple enough to stick to, if you stick to it, then you will see results. In about 2 months, you'll start seeing some small reduction in the wrinkles around your face, around the eyes first, around the crow's feet and your cheeks. And you'll see some decrease in the splotchiness, the pigmentation of your skin. And if, by the way, you're like so many of my patients and you have so much irritation of your face by products that are not particularly good, well, then you'll see a pretty dramatic change because my products are gentle on your skin and they're good for your skin. I don't have any toxins in my products. So about 2 months, you'll start seeing changes. But if you wait long enough, if you stick with the program, you really have to, just like a good diet. You need to stick to it. You can't just, you know, put it on your skin one night and think it's going to make it, 10 years younger. If you stick with the program, then after 6 months, and that's what I've studied, I was even surprised. And I'll be really honest with you. When I looked at the results at 6 months, and this isn't BS, I don't do that. People who know me know that I'm sincere, I'm honest, and this is real. And if you look on my Facebook page, you'll see now some of these photographs, the decrease in the wrinkles around the eyes, the evening out of the skin tone, decrease in red splotchiness that people get from irritation of their skin, decrease in the number of pores, not really the number of pores, but the pore size, an overall nice appearance of the skin. And we're starting to put those photographs up. The people who have used my program for the 6 months are in general thrilled. And I put some of the reviews that we've had from mostly from the Home Shopping Network site, because there we have so many people have purchased the products through the Home Shopping Network. And it's easier, you know, they're good at getting the reviews. You know, it's hard for me on my website to get reviews. But if you've used my products, send me an email. We'll put them on the Facebook. We'll put them on the DrPerrys.com website. But if you go to HSN.com, you can see many, many really nice reviews of my products. And we're trying to steal those from the HSN site and put them on the Facebook site. So there's your little internet lesson for those of you who are hopefully on Facebook and on the internet. And if you're not, what are you waiting for? So please do that. All right, we were talking about tummy tucks, and I interrupted myself. So let's take the next few minutes of the show and talk a little bit more about tummy tucks. So when we do a tummy tuck, we do this with you asleep, by the way. A tummy tuck addresses the problems that have occurred during pregnancy, the extra skin, the stretch marks, and pretty much the stretch marks between the belly button and the pubic area, and the stretched out muscles that you have. So a lot of women get low back pain because the muscles have been stretched out. They notice that their exercise tolerance is less after pregnancy because those muscles have been stretched out. So in a tummy tuck, I make an incision from hip to hip. It's a big, long incision. There's no way around it. You're asleep for the procedure. I do most of these as an outpatient now, so that means you don't have to stay in the hospital overnight. So we lift up the skin of the belly, and we expose the muscles of the belly, kind of lifting up the skin of the belly like the hood of a car. We look into the muscles, and I then repair the muscles, and I put them back to where they were when you were 14. And that means those two straight muscles, called the rectus muscles, I put right along each other in the midline. So the bulging that you had because of the pregnancy is now relieved. So we sew these two muscles together, and that is called, for those of you who really care about this stuff, it's called a diastasis recti, and we repair that. And sometimes you have a hernia. So a couple weeks ago, I had a general surgeon, Dr. Wise, came into the operating room. She's been on this show before. She came into the operating room and fixed the umbilical hernia. That's a hernia in the belly button, and that gets fixed at the same time. Many of these little hernias can be easily fixed at the same time as the tummy tuck repair. And then I remove all the skin between the belly button and the pubic area. I lift the skin up to the ribs and pull it down after I fix the muscles. And I pull it down tight, 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 but not too tight. I want you to be able to walk without bending over. Sometimes, I don't do this, but some plastic surgeons remove so much skin that you have to kind of bend over. I don't think that's a healthy thing. I don't think it's a good thing. So I want you to be able to stand up straight right away after the tummy tuck. Most of the time we have to put drains in. Those are drains that come out after a couple days. But we send you home the very same day. I don't put stitches in the surface of the skin anymore. I use Dermabond. Dermabond is that nice glue. And that has decreased the discomfort of a tummy tuck. And I have to tell you that now, and this is absolutely true, half of my patients do not require pain medicine, narcotics, after surgery. I used to give out Percocet prescriptions to everyone. And now Tylenol will do it for many. It's about 50-50 right now. You know, some people need the Percocet. But it's so nice if you don't need Percocet afterwards, if you can just use Tylenol, because then you don't get that constipation that that narcotics cause, and you don't get the reactions or the nausea and things like that. So that's what a tummy tuck is. You'll be back to work. Thank you. That's the people clapping for the Billy Joel song. You'll be back to work probably in about 2 weeks. You do have to take 2 weeks off, maybe even 3 weeks. 3 weeks for exercise, 6 weeks for contact sports. If you play pro football, you'll have to wait 6 weeks afterward. All right, that's a tummy tuck, one of my favorite operations, one that I do an awful lot of, and this time of year, very popular. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. You have been listening to What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. Give me a call during the week, 212-753-1820 in Manhattan or New Jersey. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.